Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The DH, Rob Nelson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kurt Young. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Niekro. And now, play ball. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco catches it and throws to first to double up Bocht. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is called out on strikes. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Nelson reaches second base with a double. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nelson moves to third. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill takes first base on ball four. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelson scores. Hill moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bocht for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nelson strikes out. Bando drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Nelson out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Steinbach and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tabler moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Bill Mooneyam now pitching. Mel Hall pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando bunts towards the mound. Mooneyam fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Butler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Canseco. The throw from Bando and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Canseco scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bocht moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco bunts towards the mound. Mooneyam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a line drive towards third. Lansford catches it and throws to first to double up Franco. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Griffin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin bunts towards short. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Griffin moves to second. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. Bocht moves to second. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bocht moves to third. Rob Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Butler strikes out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muniam spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Muniam. Nixon moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a line drive towards first. Bocht catches it and throws to third to double up Nixon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Javier pinch runs for Donnie Hill. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter who is chasing the ball. Griffin reaches third base with a triple. Javier goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Indians. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Griffin tags and scores. 1 out. It's Athletics, 6, Indians, 6. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco is hit by the pitch. Brian Olker's now pitching. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bocht hits a line drive into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing second base. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Jay Howell now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler bunts towards first. Bocht scoops it up and throws to first, with Gallego covering, for the out. Carter moves to third. Snyder moves to second. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 7-6, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Snyder scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Dave Von Olin now pitching. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Mel Hall. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Frank Wills now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.